This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in New Delhi a short while ago on a state visit for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is present at the airport to receive him. President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Modi tomorrow. Both the leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India-Russia ties continue to deepen despite global uncertainty, describing Russia as India's time-tested special and strategic partner. He said this in his opening remarks while co-chairing the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in New Delhi a short while ago. Mr. Singh said, since the signing of the India-Russia Strategic Partnership Declaration in 2000, the bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations has grown significantly. Speaking on the occasion, Russian Defence Minister Andrei Belousov said, India-Russia relations have deepened with a solid time-proven friendship which is based on mutual respect. He said, both nations are bound with very deep traditions. Mr. Belousov said, bilateral relations between both countries have a strategic character and the partnership with India is a key factor for the balance in South Asian region and global security. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met with his Russian counterpart Mikhail Murashko in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that they discussed various health sector related issues and agreed to enhance bilateral collaboration and partnership in the health sector. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the India-Russia relationship honoured as a special and privileged strategic partnership is time-tested and resilient. Addressing the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that this relationship has stood as a testament to decades of unwavering solidarity enduring the uncertainties of a changing world.
India stands as an oasis in the desert, a reliable, trusted and forward-looking partner, friend to all, working with countries around the world to open borders, to expand trade, create the framework conditions to grow economic partnership, strengthening its institutions and also working on a developmental model which has at its core inclusive and sustainable growth.
The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and return. The proposed law aims to amend the Central Excise Act 1944, specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the bill. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to augment funding for health and national security with the imposition of cess on production of pan masala. Moving the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the cess will not be placed on any essential commodities but only on demerit goods which are associated with significant health risks. Former Mizoram Governor and Senior Advocate Swaraj Kaushal passed away today. He was 73. He was the husband of former Union Minister Sushma Swaraj. His daughter, BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, in a social media post, remembered her father for his affection, discipline, simplicity and patriotism. Born on 12 July 1952 in Solan, Swaraj Kaushal was appointed as the Governor of Mizoram at the age of 37 in 1990. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today expressed grief over the demise of former Governor of Mizoram and former Member of Parliament Swaraj Kaushal. The ISSF World Cup final begins today in Doha, Qatar. India will be represented by 15-member squad led by world champion Samrat Rana along with Suruchi Singh and Manu Bhakar as top names. And that is the end of this news bulletin.